I'm speaking with members of the Tetra String Quartet. First of all, I'll say it's delightful to get to do that because we get to talk about some of the exciting things you guys do. So welcome. Louis, I know you're a violist with the group.
Yes.
And Crystal, you're the first violinist.
Yes.
Right? We're going to start real quickly with how the four of you got together, because it is a quartet. It's not just the two of you double tracking, right? How did the quartet get started?
We all met in one way or another through ASU. So Louis and Jenna, who is our cellist, they were freshmen together. I transferred in 1 year later and met them. And then Heidi, our other violinist, we ran into her at a summer festival in Vermont and realized that she lived here the whole time and we had not ever met her. And she was just a phenomenal player and human being. And so we really wanted to make an ensemble together.
You meet up in Vermont with somebody who's already here.
Yes.
That's pretty mad.
Yes.
There's another argument for musicians having summer things, right?
Right.
Yes.
You never know who you're going to meet.
No.
Exactly.
It caught our eye that you had this fundraising campaign. This is a thing for autistic kids. And now is it the Azure Family Concert Series?
Azure Family Concerts.
As I understand, this started in California, right?
Yes. The extraordinary composer and pianist Stephen Prutzman, who has a son on the spectrum, decided that in the Bay Area, he needed a place to take his child to see live music. Mm-hmm. And so he started the Azure Family Concerts. So families can come to an environment to enjoy music in a safe place where all behaviors are welcome, because for these kids, a lot of them have uncontrolled vocalizations and movements, and going to the symphony or a typical chamber music concert, that can be difficult. So now here's this place where I can bring my child, we can all enjoy music together as a family, and I don't have to feel worried that if my son or daughter feels like making some noise or moving around, it's going to affect anything. And we were guests of the St. Lawrence String Quartet 2 summers ago at their annual chamber music seminar, and Steve Prutzman was a guest faculty there that summer, and he did one of the Azure concerts at Stanford, and he invited us to play on it. And after such an incredible experience, we were like, we need to bring this home to Phoenix.
Crystal, tell me what was special about this concert?
We thrive when we're engaging with the people we're playing for, and so you've got children in the aisles clapping along, singing along, moving and dancing. You can see on the parents' faces the joy, not just to be out with the family and to have a special experience, but they're watching their children have a beautiful time. And sometimes when we're playing, like, I'll get up and walk the aisles and, you know, try to dance with people while I'm playing my violin. And they're just receptive. They're willing to kind of go with the flow and do anything.
Autism is one of those things with which we're all familiar. Most all of us have someone who either in our own family or very near who's been diagnosed. So we know that reality. So when you talk about it being engaging and joyful, mm-hmm. and you see parents, there's a parent myself, to see a child responding to something, a stimuli like this, maybe for the first, well, probably is for the first time. It's music being played by a string quartet. They're reacting as they will.
Yeah.
Now, if another group did that, it would be, what's going on? But in this case, it's the pure joy of it.
Yes, and you open yourself up to take what comes and just go with it. And we're pretty comfortable with that.
My favorite part of the whole event is that after the actual performance, we have an instrument petting zoo. So these kids actually get to come up to the stage. We interact with them one-on-one. They get to feel and touch and experience the instruments in a tactile way. We end up having a lot of percussive-type instruments that they can shake and bang and just, you know, they have a wonderful time, and it's just really fun to see the joy in their faces as they're doing this. And again, it's also, I think, even more rewarding to see that the parents are just not only enjoying this moment with their family in this safe environment, but they're just watching their kid having a good time, and that's really special.
Where are you in the campaign, the raising funds to do this?
We are in the midst of a 37-day campaign. Our goal for fundraising was $8,000 to fund 2 years of concerts, so that would be 4 concerts per season. This includes, you know, any performance fees. We like to bring guest artists to each performance. buying instruments for the instrument petting zoo. And really what we're trying to do is if we can get the next 2 years completely funded, that gives us the time to explore sponsorship through community partners, grants, that sort of stuff. So this can be something that survives in the long term.
How do you let the families know that this is happening?
We have emails through Constant Contact. So whenever anyone reserves tickets and their email address is put on our list, we let them know when the concerts are coming. All of the concerts are free of charge to the families, and they just have to reserve it through a website called Brown Paper Tickets. And then just yesterday, we had a large database of schools and other places that provide services to children with autism and other challenges. And so Jenna, our cellist, got up at 6 in the morning and was calling the schools and just letting them know that this opportunity is happening. Our first concert's October 10th, and so we want to have a full house. And any way we can get people to pass the word along, that's what we're doing.
It's great when anyone engages the audience, but when you engage a part of the audience that's so often just neglected, we don't think about it. To have the pure joy of music and have an excuse for you guys to get to feel it as musicians, as the people making
absolutely.
The music, coming back at you from a part of society or part of our community in a real honest way.
And going back to, you know, when you asked us earlier about how we formed, we all had this unified vision of what we want to see our careers like. And sure, we've all been classically trained. We've gotten our degrees. We've gone to the music festivals, all that stuff you're supposed to do when you're a student of music. But we wanted to create a special place for the music that we were making. And sure, we like playing on, you know, the typical concert series for the learned musical audience. But music belongs to everybody. And, you know, I think we forget that sometimes in the world that we're living in. We think of it as something, you know, this word's maybe, but fancy.
Right.
You know, we need to get dressed up. We need to go to the concert hall. We need to not clap in between movements. You know, we need to behave ourselves. When if we think about the origins of music and people enjoying it and dancing and singing, it really wasn't that. And so I think our art form is a lot more versatile than we give it credit much of the time.
Can you imagine trying to grow the art form, looking at everybody sitting around the fire saying, nobody clap,
right.
No dancing, everybody just sit here still. Mm-hmm. It would never have caught on, right?
Yeah.
So beyond money, I know you're looking for volunteers. You
yes.
mentioned
mm-hmm.
instruments. Are you looking for people to donate some?
Yeah, any help is wonderful. Donating of percussion instruments especially is great. Any sort of like drums. Volunteers, if anyone's interested in just even observing a concert as an usher, or if they want to participate as helping in the instrument petting zoo, that's great as well. We just want to get the awareness of this out.
And October 10th is the first concert.
Yes.
I say first, so other plans, what are the?
Yes, we have a full season of dates here. So our first is October 10th. Then we have December 5th with a special guest appearance from the North Pole.
Okay.
February 6th and April 16th, they all start at 3 p.m. and they're all at the Tempe History Museum.
All right. Well, again, kudos to you. Old guy to young musicians. I'm really proud of you. This is fantastic.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.